It's time for the latest agricultural news on the High Plains. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Turn to Altocet IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altocet IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altocet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altocetigr.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm. No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the news of highly pathogenic avian influenza has wrecked news in the cattle industry, bringing the market prices up and down. While in Washington, D.C., I had the chance to meet with Senior Director of Public Policy at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA, R.J. Carney, about policy and legislative updates, including their focused attention on HPAI.
This has been one where we have been very making sure there's a lot of collaboration occurring between the states and also the federal government, and ensuring that we understand that this is an animal issue. This is one that NASDA, our State Departments of Ag, our state veterinary officials, and also APHIS are working in strong collaboration to make sure that they can find workable solutions for the dairy industry and the members at large.
When it comes to presenting the facts, Carney said it's important to let consumers know pasteurization is effective.
Messaging is a big component here. And one thing that has been, we're going to start to demonstrate and share a lot more is the most recent announcement that came out last week. And the strong understanding for consumers to understand that pasteurization works. That is something that's going to be key. And make sure that message gets out. I would say that is probably what a lot of our attention has been on. But then also ensuring that with the new federal order that came out, how is that going to be impacted for the dairy industry and the dairy farmers so they understand what these new testing requirements actually entail. And with our state departments of agriculture and with their state chief veterinarian officers, how is that testing going to unfold? What's going to be the process that they need to be involved in? And that's where that collaboration, ensuring that everyone understands the rules of the road, that's where one of our main priorities at this moment.
To hear my complete conversation with R.J. Carney at NASDA, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.